The ban on TikTok is set to take effect this weekend.
Today, the Supreme Court voted to uphold the federal government's ban, which would mean that for millions of Americans, the app could go dark.
Some of those Americans use TikTok for their small businesses, relying heavily on it for sales that didn't exist before.
7 million businesses in our country that rely upon the platform.
That is Democratic Congressman Ed Markey of Massachusetts speaking earlier this week and urging a delay to the ban.
The business owners he's talking about are people like Morgan Gillentine, who promote or sell their products in the app.
Being a small business owner, it's hard enough on its own, and then just to have the rug pulled out from under you. We have other platforms, but just no other platform gives you the reach that TikTok does.
Gillentine started a lotion company with her dad in 2008. She says TikTok transformed their business.
In just a few short months, we've sold over 20,000 bottles of lotion and reached such a wide community that we would have never reached without a platform like TikTok. I would say probably about 60 to 70% of our sales are from TikTok Shop.
Gillentine has been migrating her existing content to Facebook and Instagram ahead of the ban, but she says it won't be the same.
Alex Blomstrom feels the same way. She uses TikTok to promote her clothing brand.
The overall feel of those platforms isn't the same as TikTok. And as much as I would love to say that my customers are going to be able to pick up seamlessly with TikTok gone, I just don't see the same kind of reach and the same consistent reach on an app like Instagram.
Blomstrom says more than anything, TikTok makes advertising accessible. She says it levels the playing field for small business owners.
Compared to bigger corporations that have large marketing budgets that are able to invest in ad spend across multiple social media platforms.
But people who support the ban, like Republican Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas, point to national security concerns with the app.
TikTok isn't just another social media platform. TikTok is a Chinese communist spy app that addicts our kids, harvests their data, targets them with harmful and manipulative content, and spreads communist propaganda.
President-elect Trump, who takes office a day after the ban is scheduled to go into effect, says he may direct his administration not to enforce it or even push back its start date.
Which leaves small business owners like Gillentine and Blomstrom still watching the clock. TikTok.